leading the news this morning. Tens of thousands of protesters have again flooded the streets of Egypt's main cities, demanding an end to Hosni Mubarak's rule. The death toll has now passed 100, and the Egyptian military is attempting to assert its authority, but the protesters are remaining defiant. Egypt's main opposition leader, Mohamed El Baradei, has addressed protesters in Cairo, telling them change is on its way. Ex-tropical cyclone Anthony has brought gale-force winds and torrential rain to North Queensland's coast. It crossed the coast late last night. Power has been cut to about 10,000 properties. The federal government will start trying to sell the merits of its flood levy to the crossbenchers today. Ministers will start talks with Independent Senator Nick Xenophon later this morning. Meetings with the other independents are also scheduled for later in the week. An Indonesian court has raised the hopes of two members of the Bali Nine drug ring who are trying to escape the death penalty. Andrew Chan and Marian Sukumaran have made their final appeals against their death sentences. Fairfax is reporting this morning the panel of three judges has said the right to life must not be ignored, reduced or taken away. And thousands of people have turned out in Tunisia for the return of a leading Islamic leader. Rashid Ghannouchi has arrived in the capital Tunis after two decades in exile. He'd been facing charges of plotting against the state, and Mr. Ghannouchi says he's not interested in running for political office.